Peace be with you and with your spirit. Our final episode in our Nature Mysticism mini-series is how our vision of nature can become transfigured. And this is a really fascinating one, and it's likely my favorite. So many Christian mystics speak about a sanctified vision that alone can perceive the divine nature at work in creation. So in a sense, nature is transfigured, and so is our own ability to see it. This was often spoke about by Gregory Palamas, who was an 11th century Byzantine thinker. He's very much more venerated in Eastern Orthodoxy and Byzantine Catholicism, though he has been referred to as a saint by John Paul II as well as Benedict XVI. So he essentially says that the miracle of the Transfiguration, so when Christ revealed his true nature to the apostles on Mount Tabor, in that moment, the eyes of the disciples became open to see. So normal vision for them became grace-filled vision. To quote Gregory, "Do you not understand that the men who are united to God, they do not see as we do? Miraculously, they see with a sense that exceeds the senses and with a mind that exceeds the mind, for the power of the Spirit penetrates their human faculties and allows them to see things which are beyond us." So Palamas actually spoke of spiritual senses beyond the five physical senses, as well as an inner eye that enables us to see the ineffable. And this is what we've been discussing in previous episodes on this podcast. This is theosis. This is deification. So, as we've discussed in the more westernized context from Teresa of Avila and Catherine of Siena and our episode on mystical prayer, through contemplative meditation, we become more divinized. We become more like God. We become sons and daughters of the sun. Therefore, in that state, our body changes, our mind and vision changes, and we can see divination in everything. So through Christ's salvation, there's a journey into the heart of God, and it enables us to see God at work in and through creation, and of course, participate in the divine nature. There's a story of the Russian monk Seraphim of Sarov, and it said Father Seraphim was speaking to his disciple, and he said, "My son, we are both at this moment in the Spirit of God. Why don't you look at me?" In which he replied, "I cannot look, Father, because your eyes are flashing like lightning." "Don't be afraid," he said. "At this very moment, you yourself have become as bright as I am. You are now in the fullness of the Spirit of God. Otherwise, you would not be able to see me as you do." So this concept that through divinization or theosis, God will grant us new eyes to see his energy in creation. And this is a very big concept and probably a surprising one as well. But this teaching still exists in both the Eastern and Western Church. The Catholic Church does not denounce it. They do have some caveats about the energies versus the essence of God. But there's nothing wrong in believing that through the process of divination, or theosis, which we've been discussing, we can more so easily see God at work in one another and throughout all of nature. This is very similar to the stories you hear in Buddhism. Satori experiences, or full enlightenment experiences, but Satori experiences are a little more common in Buddhism. Satori is a brief glimpse of enlightenment. And now that I'm saying that out loud, you actually have brief glimpses of the divine within contemplative prayer as well through the teaching of St. John of the Cross, Teresa of Avila. But in these moments, there's often stories about seeing nature anew, seeing the divine working in the trees and the leaves and the whistling, or the rustling of the wind through the limbs, so on and so forth. It's actually usually something like that will even trigger this moment. So hearing a bird sing will trigger this Satori experience. And it's very similar here that we are having new eyes to see this divine aspect of nature. And this isn't just something that the Eastern Orthodox mystics or the Buddhists talk about. This is in Catholicism as well, in Western Catholicism too. Catherine of Siena, she very beautifully discusses seeing the sea for the first time, even though she lived in a seaside village, so she saw the sea quite often, but she discussed seeing the sea for the first time, and this was during the height of her ecstatic experiences with the Father. And ever since she saw the sea for the first time, she referred to God as her peaceful sea. Of course, you have St. Francis of Assisi in his Canticles and Writings, where he discusses how he could see the interaction between nature and the divine. Then you also have the Jesuit priest and thinker Teilhard de Chardin, who discusses his many experiences in his travels. If you're unfamiliar with Teilhard, he was a Jesuit priest and also a paleontologist. So he would travel the world quite often. And there's a very beautiful work of his called, I believe it's called The Mass of the Universe, where he discusses how he wanted to perform his obligatory daily mass, but he was in a remote part of Asia in the forest, in the jungle, so he couldn't. So what he did was, he simply, going back to the cosmic priesthood, he offered up all that was around him, because he didn't have the bread and wine. So instead, his offering were the birds and their song in the trees, the sun glistening through the leaves, so on and so forth. And he also discusses in some of his other works how he's had many experiences of being in the desert, and how nature, the sparse nature, was still speaking to him and full of the Holy Spirit. And there's one story where he does feel the Holy Spirit fill him up. He also has some really interesting things. I'm going to get into him on Patreon during this series. But he also has a lot of thoughts about how we should inherently view nature with a glow around it in our mind, because it is always going to help us remember that there is divinity at play there. So this all goes back to our previous discussions on theosis, divine sonship, and when we are free from our spiritual blockages, our sinfulness, and we have a contemplative prayer practice, when God deems fit, when the Holy Spirit deems fit, they give us new eyes. They can give us new eyes, at least, if they choose to see God's mysterious work at play. So in summary, there is a lot of belief that through the Holy Spirit, through God, we have new eyes to see God working through all things. It's a very beautiful concept. Let's wrap this up with modern issues, nature mysticism, and modern issues. So, of course, we are currently in a time of deep despair within the planet, within God's creation, namely in the face of climate change. And as someone who has worked in sustainability for many years in my past life, I don't want to entertain climate change denial. It's silly. Climate change is a thing. However, though, when we look at creation through the eyes of the cosmic priest and through the eyes of Catholic teaching, taking care of the planet is not about science. It's definitely not about politics. It's about God. It's not about the questions and the intricacies of, well, yes, climate change does exist. Is it man-made or is it not? So on and so forth. No. This is just simply our duty as sons and daughters of God to take care of nature, both with our senses, but also with our hands. It's not about politics, it's about divinity. We are here to be good stewards of creation. And the last three popes have been very outspoken on ecological issues. Pope John Paul II was the one who named St. Francis the patron saint of ecology during his talks on how we are to take better care of Earth. Pope Benedict XVI, he dedicated various World Peace Days to climate change and for a cleaner planet. What many people don't know is Pope Benedict XVI was referred to as the Green Pope because he was the one who implemented solar panels and electric vehicles throughout the Vatican. Pope Francis, though, has been one of the most outspoken and blunt popes about the issues we face in our current climate crisis. His encyclical Laudato Si is considered one of the most poignant, dire, and blunt encyclicals written by a modern pope, and I recommend any of you read it. He lays out the need to take care of our planet, and as we've discussed, how this is more than a political matter, it's also a spiritual matter, but one with very deadly implications. In essence, to be pro-life also means to be pro-Earth. All right, so in conclusion, what are the key takeaways from these last three mini-episodes? First, Catholicism is a spiritual system, and we get away from that. We get away from that so much. We see Christianity and Catholicism as a rule book to follow, a dogma to believe, a doctrinal system to follow. And in doing that, is it those things? To an extent, sure, I guess. But viewing it that way, we are getting rid of the inherent spiritual system that so many people want, that so many people crave, so many people flock to a hands-on spirituality. And it's all there, though. Catholicism is a spiritual system. There are the saints and angels from above doing their part to assist us. But here on earth, we have our part to do as well. We are partakers in the dance of the cosmos. We are here to take in all of this creation through our senses, through our care, through our acts, and lift them back up to God the Father. The concept of cosmic priesthood makes prayer something special too, because it's truly us imparting our spirit onto things, one another, actions and natures alike. In essence, we are co-gardeners with Christ in this new Garden of Eden. There are also many mystics and saints who claim that through theosis, through the gift of contemplation, we can see God dancing throughout nature and all of creation, just like how the apostles saw Christ transfigured on the mountain. Nature points towards God because God's logic, his divine inspiration, and his logos is in all things. So I hope you have enjoyed this mini study on the mysticism of nature, and there are plenty more topics we can get into. I am going to get into these a little more in depth on Patreon, so make sure you are subscribed if you are interested. However, there also will be future mystics in this series we are doing overall that will contain nature elements too, so be sure you are tuning in. I hope you have enjoyed this. Thank you so much. And God bless you.